Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We continue to hear that employers are still having a hard time finding qualified employees. In other words, the labor market is still tight. So we thought we'd check in with someone who is in the employee business. Kenya Curry is area manager for Roper Staffing. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. Kenya, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Tell us about the company that you're working for right now and what it is that you are doing with them.
Okay. I'm currently working for Roper Staffing. I'm a sales rep for them, so I basically go out and get new clients so that we can find employees for them. That's what I basically do in a nutshell. I've been working for them for about 10 years.
All right. And so talk about what you are seeing in the employee market right now.
It was pretty dead as far as new jobs coming about, employers looking for new staff. Everybody was stagnant and was just waiting. Some clients were kind of cautious just because of the tariffs and different things like that and how it would affect their business. But now it seems to be picking up a great deal as far as the labor market, as far as the demand for employees, it has picked up a great deal, as a matter of fact, in the last month or so.
So is this making the labor market even tighter than it was prior to all of this?
Well, it is making it a little tighter as far as finding qualified employees for different positions because of the fact that a lot of the skill traits that employers are looking for, especially in Columbia, is currently a lot of people looking for, let's say, machine operators. And then you have Scout Motors that is coming to the area, and they're going to need a massive amount of employees. And they are slowly now actually hiring people, so it's taken away from different labor markets.
Would it be then that manufacturing is the hottest segment right now?
Yes. Yes, I believe manufacturing is pretty hot right now, yes.
And so would you say that not only here in the Midlands, but maybe across the state as far as what you know?
Yeah, I know for a fact. We have 6 offices throughout South Carolina, and they're all very busy right now at the moment.
And all looking for manufacturing.
Mostly, yeah.
What are some other areas?
Some of the other areas we're getting are like accounting. We are getting a lot of accountants, some law firms, but those are more on a direct hire. They're not on temporary, like a try before you hire a deal. But yeah, we are getting some higher skill set positions as well.
And so how about the healthcare markets? Do you work in that area at all?
We don't do much in the healthcare area, but I know for a fact, because I used to staff nurses, I know for a fact it has always been and always will be. There's never enough nurses. That's the best way to put it. That field always has staffing needs. That never dies.
And so how does the staffing business work? You said that you spend a lot of time trying to find new clients for your company, businesses, companies that are looking for employees. How does that work? Are they normally hired on a temporary basis?
Probably about 95% of our business is more a try before you hire. So it's basically after 90 days at 40 hours, you know, then they would transition over to the client's payroll. So a lot of the staffing we have are all try before you hire. There's very few short-term assignments with us. And we do get in a great deal of direct hires lately. So we have had a lot of direct hires in, and that's where they go and work directly for the company.
What percentage of the try before you hire employees end up being hired?
So ours is probably about 85%. It's a really good rate. I know it's above the 70 percentile. Most of our employees do get hired on.
And so at that point, then, you're not doing the payroll or they're not your employees anymore, so you need to find some more, right?
Yes. Yep, that's why we're actively always looking for new business. I mean, we want companies to be able to secure great, reliable employees. And then once they get to a state where they no longer need us, which we hope they need us, but, you know, sometimes they don't because they've filled all the positions they currently have, then, you know, we have to find new business.
Well, Kenya, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Kenya Curry is Area Manager for Roper Staffing. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.